This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. Russian state television has shown video of two U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine. We'll get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The video shown by RT confirms the men were taken captive and raises fears about their fate. Alex Drucki and Andy Huen, both from Alabama, are believed to be the first Americans captured by Russian forces since the war began nearly 4 months ago. RT says the Americans were being held by Russian-backed separatist forces in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. There has been no official confirmation from the U.S. or Russian government that Americans are being held. I'm Mike Hempen.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. A piece Ed Donahue explains.
Jack you, everybody. Thank you.
People were in the streets of the Ukrainian capital to greet Johnson, who says British support remains strong.
I want to say thank you to your incredible, resistance.
Johnson says Britain would lead a program that could train up to 10,000 Ukrainian soldiers.
I have to tell you that all the evidence is that Putin's troops are under acute pressure themselves, and they are taking heavy casualties.
Johnson says the UK will work to intensify sanctions on Russia. I'm Ed Donahue.
A celebrated Ukrainian medic whose footage was smuggled out of the besieged city of Mariupol by an Associated Press team was freed by Russian forces. Yulia Pavska is better known as Tyra, and her release comes 3 months after she was taken captive on the streets of the city. And using a body camera, she recorded 256 gigabytes of her team's efforts over 2 weeks to save the wounded and more. This is VOA News. Former Republican President Donald Trump's advisor, Peter Navarro, pleaded not guilty on Friday to two misdemeanor counts of contempt of Congress after he refused to provide testimony or documents to the U.S. House of Representatives committee investigating the January 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The U.S. House Select Committee subpoenaed Navarro in February, seeking both documents and testimony. The indictment alleges he failed to appear for his deposition or communicate with the panel after receiving the subpoena. Meanwhile, in an AP interview, a former Washington police officer named Michael Fanone, who was beaten during the January 6th attack, says the House panel investigating the riot likely will have no effect on Americans who thought Donald Trump's bid to overturn the election was justified.
So how you're going to convince people that believe that the president of the United States was right in doing something that was illegal? I don't see that anything that this committee does is swaying them.
The next committee hearing for the January 6th investigation is scheduled for Tuesday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A 70-year-old man who fatally shot three elderly people at a church potluck dinner in the U.S. state of Alabama had attended services there previously. Now, prosecutors charged Robert Finley Smith with capital murder Friday in the Thursday night attack at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church outside Birmingham. Two victims were 84 and one was 75. The church's retired pastor, the Reverend Doug Carpenter, said witnesses told him the gunman sat alone at the dinner and declined to join other members before opening fire. Carpenter said a church member in his 70s rushed the gunman and struck him with a folding chair and took his gun away. Federal police say that one of the human remains found deep in Brazil's Amazon had been identified as belonging to British journalist Dom Phillips. The remains of two people were found Wednesday and near one city after the fisherman, Amaroldo de Costa de Oliveira, nicknamed Palato, confessed that he killed the 57-year-old Phillips and indigenous expert 41-year-old Bruno Pereira. He took officers and told them that he used a firearm to commit the crime and led the police to a spot in the remote forest to locate the remains. Police announced a forensic identification of Phillips' remains. They still have not identified Pereira's remains. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.